here.
We haven't done it yet.
What are we even doing?
It doesn't feel like we can talk about the movie. We can like.
This is a hostile takeover.
Welcome to Still Got It.
Oh boy! Oh, we went rogue.
I went rogue.
Welcome to Still Got It. I'm Seeley. I'm joined by Nora.
Hi.
And Chrissy.
What's up?
Okay. We watched The Big Green. I just thought we were gabbing. I thought we were going to gab beforehand. That sometimes happens. We do that. So, yeah, we watched The Big Green. I remember really liking it as a kid, but it wasn't, like, the sports movie that I loved the most.
How would you rank it among your sports movies of childhood?
Oh, man, that's hard. I mean, The Mighty Ducks, like, goes up to the top. I think The Little Giants goes up to the top. I don't know. I haven't... It's, like, middle of the pack. Like, just mid-pack, right. I remember liking it.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Nora, you had no relationship with
it. I had no relationship. I remember it being around. I remember people talking about it. I did not know what The Big Green meant. So I think I, like, made up that it was some sort of monster movie. I really don't know. But I love a sports movie, despite being so uncoordinated and unathletic.
That's true. I did.
Yeah, you can. Mm-hmm. I did no hand-eye coordination.
Not a
whit. I was terrible when I played soccer, 7th and 8th grade. I was forced to. I played defense, obviously. And So I watched this movie, and I'm... What happened?
Well, a lot.
And also nothing.
A lot and nothing.
Nothing. I literally, the movie was an hour and a half.
Yep.
And I was like... What's happened, though?
Very quick.
What's happened?
A sports season has happened.
It's literally a game of soccer. That's it.
No, there's a montage. Chrissy, what's your relationship with the movie real quick before we get...
So it should be noted that I requested that we do this movie.
I supported you. I'm gonna own that.
I supported it. I wanted to see it.
You didn't know what you were
agreeing
to.
I didn't.
Movie as a child. I remember it, like, so fondly. My cousins played soccer, and I played soccer for a little bit, and that's like a really fun movie that
girls
we always
playing
watched
soccer
together.
Was it upper echelon for you in the sports movie canon?
No.
Mid-pack also?
No. Mighty Ducks was up there for me. Mm-hmm. I watched A League of Their Own at a very young age, and that was like forever,
League of
Their Own. My movie.
I didn't know that counted.
Well,
it's a style
it's
of movie that we're
genre,
talking about.
But if you're talking about sports movies, I'm sure there were other sports movies that I like.
Miracle is my favorite sports movie of all time.
Miracle I saw four times in theater.
Oh my god, it's amazing.
It's a great movie. But Big Green, yes, I remember like really liking it. It definitely wasn't Mighty Ducks level, but it's still really good. I am also having a hard time because I found it very bad when I watched it today.
Here's what I think. There's a review, Roger Ebert mentions in a review that I'm going to let Chrissy read in a little bit.
Ooh,
Just do a dramatic short reading of this.
Well, I'm excited.
But it's just, like, it's a rehash of Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
Because, like, and of course, it is, because Mighty
but
Ducks did
well. But it's also, like, a rehash of Bad News Bears.
It's a rehash
this
of
came
everything.
After Mighty Ducks?
Yes, it came a couple years after, like, three
okay,
years after.
Okay.
Original Mighty Ducks was 92.
Coach with a misfit team, but where the coach is not... herself a misfit.
Yeah.
You know, like, Mighty Ducks, he's, like, appointed to go, it's, like, his volunteer or whatever, because he's kind of a messed up guy, Bad News Bears.
She's not a misfit.
Yeah.
She's,
like,
she's
her misfitness is that she's foreign.
Yes, and Roger Ebert even mentioned, like, a
she
dangerous
really
mind
have, yeah.
mixed with...
But she never gets her dangerous minds moment.
Oh, I
like,
love dangerous minds.
Oh, okay, wait, hang on, we got...
Can we watch that?
We should do a recap.
We should, let's do a quick recap.
Here's, real quick
recap, and then I'm going to say what I was going
to
say before.
Not a lot to talk about in the recap.
Basically, okay, so there's a foreign exchange program. This teacher from England comes to a very depressed Texas town, tiny, tiny Texas town, where she, like, in order to get the kids to engage with anything, she introduces them to what I call football, you call soccer. And
which leads to a lot of great jokes.
So many,
so many great football,
height of the comedy
jokes.
In this movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the kids, like, get kind of into soccer, and the town gets into soccer. She signs them up for a league, and they start doing well. They go to the championship game against the big bad team that crushed them so bad, their first soccer game. Mm-hmm. And spoiler, they win because it's a Disney movie and mm-hmm. duh. Mm-hmm. Along the way, the kids have some family crisis.
A lot of family.
Like, there's a lot
there's
of
one big
drama.
Issue. Yeah.
There's a couple issues.
There's two. I would say there's two.
There's
big
two
issues.
Main issues. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The kids have some drama. The teacher really has no personal arc. She started great, stayed great, ended yeah. great.
And then just, like, had to be with the sheriff at the end.
And Gutenberg. Then, and there's Gutenberg. A little, he's kind of holding this movie together, I think.
I think Gutenberg's surprisingly doing a fantastic
yeah,
job.
Yeah,
he's great, but, like,
great. Nope.
She's, like, so nice.
Nope.
And he's,
I'm
like, kind
Nora.
Of dope.
Gutenberg's fantastic
no,
in this
I loved him in this. I loved him in this. I love Gutenberg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Love
I thought
him.
Maybe you were being critical for a moment.
No. Don't misunderstand. But no, I don't, he, no. They do not need to be together.
And well, that but, like, he's been into her from the beginning, so, like, it ends with a kiss, and it's that.
She's
that's
just, like,
that's
fine,
it,
I'll
like,
kiss
that's
you.
It. With a
it's
kiss.
So unnecessary. I'll kiss you. I can't believe that in two movies, I've not liked the end kiss, because
that's
unprecedented.
That's your jam. That's
yeah.
your bread
yeah.
and butter.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
I also remembered the one of the pinnacle sports movies for me as a child, Cool Runnings.
Oh,
that's
Cool
okay.
Runnings.
That is
the
what
top
I kept. Yes. And for some reason, like, what that, there's so much that happens. There's so much, the characters, it's the same kind of idea. But this, and it's fine. It's just like
yes,
a very
the same
sweet.
Misfit team.
Yeah.
Here's the, I think, the problem and the difference. Well, duh, there's so many differences between this and Cool Runnings. But I was realizing as I was watching it, I wish that it had been, like, based on a true story. Because there was, like, parts where, like, the town is really depressed. And towns like that, especially, like, that used to have, like, all of their life centered around their sports teams, which is not crazy for a Texas town. Chrissy, can you vouch for that being true?
Sure.
Am I crazy? Am I wrong?
I would like to get into Texas stuff a little bit later, but I think going on
okay.
point.
But it's not crazy for, like, a town to, like, that's kind of depressed, like, rally around that. Like, I would have, I almost thought
yes.
at times, like, it made sense. Like, I wished it had been based on a true story, because then I thought it would have been,
yeah.
like, less dumb. They would have had, like, full arcs for some of the things they tried to
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, like,
you
didn't.
Wanted
so
it to
it
be
like,
based on a true story so there was a better story, which I think just
no,
means
it's
a better screenwriter.
Just a better screenwriter.
Yeah.
But no, like, it felt at times like they were trying to do the kind of thing.
Like a
like,
Friday Night Lights?
Like a Friday Night Lights, or like
Invictus.
Or like Cool Runnings, or Invictus, or, well, Miracle's amazing. But
Green Street Hooligans.
What was that movie with Keanu Reeves and the baseball players?
Hard Knocks. Hardball.
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 I don't remember
that
movie well enough. That was not based on a true story.
Could have been.
Seemed like it. Gene Hackman.
Seemed like it.
Gene Hackman.
End of list.
Seemed like it. Gene Hackman.
It just felt like the tone every once in a while drifted into, like, oh, maybe they're trying to do a thing, but then it's, of course, not based on a true story. It's just Disney camp. So it's
yeah, the
not
tone is very
good.
Mismatched.
It's very
here.
Mismatched. Because
there
yeah.
are parts that I think where they are a little bit aware of themselves and the jokes are funny.
When
like,
they
really
speed
funny.
Up and use, like, speed motion camera edits.
Which Roger Ebert does not appreciate.
I'm with Roger Ebert on that one. I don't think
they're
the
so
movie
dumb.
Needed it. I was not expecting it. When the first one happens, when the teacher shows up with the boys, she thinks they're being attacked by birds because they put Cheetos on their bellies
which
to make
is awesome,
to attract
the
birds. I think a waste of Cheetos, honestly, but it's a waste of Cheetos. But she comes over and then she's like running over so fast, and then like the
yeah.
uncoil of the hose, and I'm like, oh, this is what I'm in for. And then I was like, okay, I can be on board for this. But then it was just like
it wasn't that
they did it sometimes.
They
didn't
did
do it all the time.
They do it two times. That's not
yeah.
enough times to do that in
yeah,
your movie.
Yeah, it was
That's
very
dumb.
Like. Either a lot more or none.
I'm going to say there are some jokes in here that I think really hit. I remembered into my adulthood, and then I was watching them today, and I was like, this joke is so
funny.
Can
you remind me of them? Because I
yes.
don't know them.
Okay. So, when Juan...
Juan.
When Juan, like, shows them up...
That was a joke
up,
I didn't get as a kid, but
anyway. when Juan shows them up for the very first time when they're, like, after school, and he shoots the ball into the goal,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah.
And then... Juan is walking like slightly in front of the group, and the group is like, oh, he's the secret weapon. And then they just go, quick, he's getting away.
Yeah.
And they're like, they're so close to him. Like, that's a joke. And
yeah.
I, even as a child, I was like, that's so funny. Like,
I wrote
catch
down,
him, he's getting away. And they just away. Like step two steps. That's so funny.
I wrote it down. I was like, they're like pod people because they're just like following yeah. him like a flock yeah. of geese. He's getting away.
And that's how they away. Play soccer too. It's just like in a pod running
well, no,
around.
Then they get better. But that's how everyone plays soccer the first time
I know,
they play
it's
soccer.
So cute. It's like little like mites on the ice.
I kind of appreciate, it doesn't make the movie like more entertaining or more fun to watch, but the soccer that they show them playing is like realistically child soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, for sure, which means it's not exciting.
It's not exciting at all.
It's not cinematically
like,
exciting.
All right, interesting choice, but then the other stories need to be better. Like, these kids have to be crazy good, which is what they did with Mighty Ducks. They made them preposterously, like have these random ice, like, skills on the ice.
Yeah.
These kids don't. They're, like, pretty good. And the actor who plays Juan, I looked it up, is the only actor who knew how to play soccer.
Yeah.
IMDb is his only, The Big Green is his only credit on IMDb. He's not an actor. He's like a professional soccer player.
Oh.
He like 2 years after this went and like got a scholarship to play at like some D1 school. Then he was a coach for like a MLS team. Like that's what he
wow.
does. So nobody else knows how to play soccer. They hired Juan for that.
Alright. He did good.
He did not do good, which makes sense. He's a terrible actor.
No, he played soccer.
Oh, he played soccer, great.
None of these kids.
None of these kids are great, but
no,
he's
Bug Hall.
Bug Hall is good. He's the only one
Wait,
who's
which
still
one's Bug Hall? Is he
Newt? I'm
so
your
that's
guy.
What, that was yeah. really confusing to me because I thought that Little Rascals came out after this movie.
Wait, no, Little Rascals was before. It was like 92, 93.
Really? No, but he's so much older in Little Rascals than in this.
Wait. I'm not thinking of Little Rascals. I'm thinking of
Little Giants.
Else. Yep.
The Little Rascals, where he is.
Yeah, that had to have
Whoa.
Been.
Yeah, spoiler, Bug Hall. Looking different.
None of these child actors, like four of the child actors are still working. One of them is Bug Hall, and
he's
the
had
one working
a big,
like, the most consistently.
Yeah. And he had a big growth year between 94 and 95, because.
Yeah, Little Rascals, he plays Alfalfa.
Yeah, he's the.
Oh, yeah, and
he's
then the Big Green comes out a year later. To be fair, though, it's when they're released versus when they're shot. For a really young kid like that, you don't know. Like, that could
yeah,
be
a lot changes
a couple
in
months
a year.
Could be huge.
That's true.
He was good. I
like, you don't know if the Big Green was maybe shot beforehand. Who knows?
My favorite character was Larry, the goalie.
Oh, well, yeah. And that kid's great.
He's
he
good.
Was, like,
he's also in a lot of stuff. He's the kid from the Sandlot. He's
yeah.
also one of the few that's still working.
I thought
not
he was,
as much.
I thought he was the guy in Matilda who ate the chocolate cake.
He's not.
No,
but
not.
He
they
looks
have
like
very
that
similar
kid.
Freckles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that the person doing the best in this film is hands down Steve Guttenberg.
Yes.
Oh,
and
for
can
sure.
Can I lay out a little IMDb trivia fact I read?
Yes.
Please.
That I find ridiculous. An IMDb trivia fact was gained over 12 pounds
yes!
to play this role.
I saw that
and
fact
I was like,
too.
Why is this a fact? And that's not like
why?
That's not
what?
Fucking like Renee Zellweger gaining weight for Bridget Jones's Diary, or
yes,
like
it's not even
dumb
close.
Christian Bale for
why
American
is he
Hustle.
Doing anything for this movie? Because he's so clearly got like a stomach piece on for the first half, and then they have the training montage, and they take the stomach piece off.
I just like that's the artistic choice that they.
Yep,
filmmakers made. They were like, no, Steve needs a little bit of a gut. Like, that's it. That was
I guess
what
I understand
that's
like
fairly
like, the
believable.
Character because he was the star football player, and they want to see him like
show the times
be on a decline.
This is,
yeah.
But come on.
He really is doing like the most. He's the only really watchable part. He also he has an accent. He has like a good Texas accent.
I'm hoping and praying.
The creepy song he sings, the creepy stalker song he sings in the car, and then he sees a lady, and he's like, yep.
Yep, back
there,
up, girlfriend, back up, girlfriend,
okay,
check out her butt.
Well, here, okay, now I'm gonna say another part that I think is legitimately funny. I love it when, like snot-nosed kids are making fun of an adult who should be made fun of. In like a good way, and I love the kids' relationship with Sheriff Tom. That they're always just like really getting to him.
Yeah. Do they call him Deputy Dog?
Deputy Dog. And then he's like, okay, one lesson for each year, and he lets them drive his
car around. Yeah, so crazy.
I really like that part.
It was really cute, but I was like, why is this scene in this movie? Like, what does this have to do
with
anything?
It was part of the montage to show that everything was happy.
Just like they're getting along and everyone's getting along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So,
all right.
So we should just say it like opens up on these boys pouring Cheetos on themselves because they want birds to attack them.
Prop error. Some of those Cheetos are crunchy and some of those Cheetos are puffed.
That is a big prop error.
Just
saying. Maybe they made.
Nope. They are not in a mixed bag.
Maybe they made a mixed bag of Cheetos.
You shush. Stop apologizing for this. It's an error.
It's just of course I have it. I could use some Cheetos right now.
Oh, man. It opens with those kids weirdly pouring Cheetos on themselves, and we eventually realize it's because this town is so boring that they're going to let pigeons eat Cheetos off of them. It's what they do.
Which I believe that. That's
that
the part
seemed
that I'm
like a pastime.
This
I was
is
like,
a cool like world-building thing to show these boys doing that.
Well, because
cool.
That's kind of
country,
relate to that.
Kind of weird, kind of small town.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally can relate
from
to that.
From a small town like that, I mean, I didn't have birds eat off of me, but...
I would not have been shocked had some of our guy friends from high school been like, yep, we do that, or we did that.
Yeah.
Like, that's a completely believable thing.
And then you find out later this town is so small that there is two classes.
The big kids and the little kids.
Yeah.
And they've had failing test scores for 4 years in a row.
Yep. Except their school is gigantic for two classes.
I think it's just like a big rundown building.
Yeah.
That they're just
they're making
like,
a school.
It's just like a hollowed out town. Because they do mention at one point, like, yeah, the factory closed. Which
so
is
maybe
so
everyone
moved.
Specific.
Just
yeah.
The factory.
Like what you hear in a bad improv scene. It's like, oh, life's been hard since the factory closed, Jim. Like,
yeah, Polly. Yeah.
This
that,
whole
like,
movie
sure
was
does.
A really terrible, non-specific, long-term
yes.
improv.
Yes. It was like, we yes. couldn't find out what the unusual thing was, so we half-explored a lot of unusual things.
And some, like, big issues. Like, they, two oh. big
they
issues.
They really tried to tackle a lot of big
They
stuff.
Tried to tackle, which one, which I really like, is, like, soccer unifying a people and a culture. That, I
That's
love
great.
That idea.
I love it. Or just, like, a town rallying around
I love that.
Team.
And,
yeah.
like, the town's putting signs in the window, and it's school spirit. I love that. I don't love this top issue that, well,
just
the other issue is immigration, which was, like, pretty, like...
It was a little on the nose.
For being 1995, like, they're talking about things that we're still talking about.
Yeah, we still got this.
And
hassle.
We haven't gotten really anywhere. And I, like, for them to kind of explore that was very interesting. But they just, like, didn't really...
Well, again...
It was just like, they're okay...
It's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
So we can't have anything other than it worked out.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course.
Like, so we have a little bit of drama in that she's here illegally and her son is American. Juan is American. Juan
she's undocumented is the right.
Or she's undocumented,
she's
I guess. Yeah, well, I don't know if she's here illegally. Like, so, and then he's just like, he's going to get me a lawyer. I'm going to be your sponsor. Great. Like, wipe our hands of it. We fixed it.
Yep. Yep.
But I think the other thing they try to tackle a little bit, like, all the parents have, like, random... We don't deal with any of the other kids' home lives except for Kate's, like, Juan and Kate's.
But Kate's home life drama is kind of, like, drama light.
Well, it's not because just because they never deal with it. Like, it's, like, alcoholic, absent father who's, like, always
was he
drunk
an alcoholic,
and
though?
Always broke.
Was he an alcoholic?
For an alcoholic, he made the quickest turnaround I've ever seen.
Maybe
and
he's
he
not
had,
alcoholic,
like, a
but
beer.
He certainly, I think... I don't know if he's an alcoholic, because his character wasn't developed enough for anyone to know.
No, he just kind of had a beer at dinner, and he's kind of angry.
I think you're meant to see him as a bit of a drunk, because she does pass that bar with her friends, sees him passed out in the bar through the door, and then is, like, very embarrassed and is like, I gotta go. So you're just meant to be like, he is a shit. Like, he doesn't care about her. He's always, like, pretty much has a beer with him, except for at the end of the game. And so I think you're just meant to, your home life is harsh.
And I think as a kid, you would see her dad as an alcoholic, or you would see him
right,
as, like, a really bad dad. But I'm watching this now, and I'm like, she's kind
of... HBO under your belt since then.
Yeah, like, sure. But, like, it's, like, kind of like a teenage daughter and her dad. Like, they don't really get along for a little while. Like, and then he's just kind of, like,
no,
he's out of a job. So, like, the fact that he's drinking in a bar, it's more
he's
sad
out of a job,
than, like...
He's always... The way she reacts to him, like, appearing or asking her to do anything or being broke is, like, you are always like this.
Yeah.
It's not like he's kind of out of a job. It's, like, he's been using that excuse since forever. That's
yeah.
the feeling I get. From
yeah.
it. But whatever. So her, like, but I kind of liked what it did. She is like this angry kid who has a knife in school. Can we talk about that?
Oh, it, like, she's like carving into her desk or something.
Yeah.
She just always has a fucking knife. And it, everyone's like, yeah, that's her knife.
I guess it's
she's
like,
she's got it in school.
Yeah.
No.
Texas.
It's Texas.
What? That's allowed?
In a school where you have two classes and little kids and big kids.
I thought it was crazy that she had a knife in school and nobody, like, batted an eye about it at all. The teacher
yeah,
took it away from her like you'd
like,
take away, like, a slinky.
Pocket knife or whatever, and they wouldn't, I mean, you certainly couldn't have it out in class, but it wasn't,
hacking
like,
at your desk. All right.
I'm sure in this day and age now it would be.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just, it didn't occur to me at all as a child. I was like, she's got a fucking knife. Oh, but I like, she's, like, very angsty, very, like, hates everything, I'm not good at anything, and then, like, is kind of good at soccer, and it, like, changes her
yeah, I like that. I like that.
Which I thought was,
oh,
like,
when she breaks the fourth wall after she tackles somebody and says, I think I could get used to this. It's like, when did this convention start?
Yeah.
I don't
right
think,
now
she, I don't think she was supposed to break the fourth wall.
She looks directly at camera. Also another convention that it's like, when did this happen, is when the little animation of a sidewalk chalk shows
yeah,
up at the end of the
twice
montage.
For no reason.
It shows you the like their season standings.
Yep, I wrote that down too. I was like, why is the sidewalk chalk here? And then they do it again for a second, and
to show that the finals game is coming up. That's
yeah, and now it's
it.
The finals. But they
like,
could have,
why?
Like, every game they showed, they should have had that graphic, or they should not have used the graphic at all and just had a line, had a score sheet, had anything.
Because what I thought was so, like, one thing that I like about this movie is the way they show the montage of the different soccer games is the goalie having his weird, like,
yeah.
fantasies about the
I like
yeah,
that.
Which was kind of
and
like
that shows you, like, a passing of time and that they've played
yeah.
different
yeah.
whatevers in
the
a fun way that you wouldn't think to do.
Yeah. It's a fun way, a
I
way
like
the kids
it.
Like a lot. Like, I remember liking it.
I loved
kid.
That as a
yeah.
kid.
But it's like a high schooler or a college student, like, got a video editing software and was like, you know what, we're going to try this sidewalk
yeah.
graphic right now. You know what, we're going to speed it up a little bit. You know what, we're going to play it back a little bit.
I
like,
it's true. It's like this movie was made on iMovie.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
like,
like,
I'm going to
try this.
I'm going to try some new stuff today. Like, and they...
Surprised there wasn't a fucking star wipe somewhere
yeah.
in there.
Yeah.
Fade in, fade out.
There practically was, at the beginning, the credits, there's black screen credits.
Oh, and it's the little, like,
and then
goat cartoon.
There's a
goat
I loved the beginning goat credits.
Crashing around, like...
Wait, in the beginning?
Yeah, and then...
I liked that.
But then it ends, and we still have credits. Like, why? That's not how movies do credits.
Can I say I do like... I like the music in this movie, though.
The music, yeah. Yep. Every time they're playing soccer.
I liked... Yeah, this like whatever that scorey whatever that was, but the
there's also
kind
a
of
really
like
feel good.
Yeah,
like,
not,
during the rain,
it's so
yeah, a little
yeah.
soulful. Like a
it didn't
too
fit.
Much.
It didn't fit. There were some music people in this '90s era that were just experimenting.
Yeah, during
I
the rain game, the music was not great, and I actually like the rain game moment. It's really sweet. It's like,
yeah,
yeah. Like the parents
are
getting
absent,
involved,
but now they're getting involved, and they're all having
coming
fun
together.
In the mud and rain.
Like,
yeah,
it was a downtrodden place. Here's a little ray of light, and that's what I liked about it. And I think the music was the music that you would put if it had been based on
I'm
a true story,
rain.
And everyone had
I'm
over.
Gonna have a rain day.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, the sunny side of life song. Oh boy.
Very feel good. Well, that's what this thing was
really
to me.
Good.
Was like a feel good. After school special on like a Christian network. Like a very feel good.
Didn't get a lot of Christian overtures.
No, just
it.
Like very like nice. No like real. I don't
well,
know.
We did get the woman during the rain game who was Newt's mom.
How did you
up.
Know it was Newt's mom?
Because she was playing with him during the rain game.
Okay, because I thought we'd never see Newt's parents, and for the first like. 3/4 of this movie, before you see Newt wake up in a bed before championship day, I thought Newt was just a homeless vagrant child.
He's so cute.
He's so, I but like, he, you're always finding him in a dump and with
in
a,
dirty clothes.
Oh, dirty clothes with a wheelbarrow full of nonsense. Like,
yeah.
I thought he was homeless. I was like, is he homeless? And I didn't know as a kid
oh,
that
no.
he's just a vagrant.
Well, he's also not in school yet.
Well, he's, no,
he's,
no,
he's
in
the
little
kids
class.
Oh.
Little kids and the big
oh.
kids.
Oh.
But his
sorry,
mom
go on.
Looks
yes, mom.
During the rain, says,
What?
You don't remember that part?
No. We'll miss that.
And I thought that was something you two would have an issue with.
I didn't notice it, or I would have an issue with it.
And when I was a kid, I always thought it was because it was raining. I was like,
and it was a dry place.
It's
the
always
rain.
Like dry in Texas.
Yeah.
So I thought that was why.
It was a lot of rain. It did rain a lot.
I didn't notice that, and I probably would have thought it was weird if I had. So, you're right.
Well, Juan comes in.
Juan,
and so these kids are rascals.
These kids are shits. I was having terrible teaching flashbacks on this poor teacher's first day of school, because they're just like, nah, fuck it. We're going to leave.
And when all of the kids do that, like, when she's trying to talk about geography, and they all just start going
What can you do as a teacher? Play soccer. Make them play soccer. Go home and you cry. It's terrible. Oh, I really felt for her for that.
Or you take the globe,
turn it into a ball.
Hey, can I say something? A globe would never be okay enough to bounce off your head.
Break it immediately.
You'd break it. It's very fragile, the globe.
World's most magical globe. Which it's such a weird for her to just be like, fuck it. You want to see something cool? I'm gonna break this globe and bounce it around in my head like a soccer player. Mm-hmm. It's such a weird thing for her to like choice for her to make. But whatever, this movie's about soccer.
Yeah.
You know what is a weird choice for her to make? The constant long sleeve turtleneck.
Yes.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Gutenberg's in like thick flannel almost the whole game, or his sheriff's jacket almost the whole movie. No.
A good choice for her, though, was the red running outfit. That was a good choice.
That was a really...
Adidas sponsors this movie so hard.
Oh, yeah, when they get all new soccer shoes, it's all Adidas.
All Adidas, her outfit's Adidas, everything's Adidas.
But can I ask a question? What is the standard time for soccer season? Isn't that, like, November to Feb?
No.
There's
Or not, maybe in a warm climate.
Fall and spring.
Oh, okay.
Fall's
traditional,
fall.
And then there was a spring soccer, because I did 7th and 8th, like, fall and a spring, and then I was like, I'm out.
Great.
I'm going to go out on top.
It was, like, November to February.
Cool.
So I was like, why is this going between two semesters?
No. We would have, because that's hockey season. Hockey and basketball season.
Yeah, soccer ends early where we are.
Soccer is, like, a little bit August. September, October should be done by November, because November is when hockey starts.
Okay, I guess not.
But also, it's like junior, it's like youth soccer, so what? It's like 2 months? Like,
yeah, they don't play
October,
very long.
September to October
but
or something?
That's got to be the time period, August.
Yeah.
She's there for a semester, and they talk about how it's like the first day of school. And kids don't talk about first day of school when it comes to semester.
Yeah.
You only talk about it at the beginning of the
year. Right. Yeah, no, I think it's the fall. But she has this, like, terrible first day. She chooses to, like, wow him with some headbutting the globe skills. Mm-hmm. And it's the most interested they've ever been in her. She's like, I've got an idea. And takes him to the hall closet, finds an old volleyball, a brown, shitty, old kickball volleyball. And they have a bunch of soccer football jokes.
Yeah.
And then she gets the kids out in the field and gets them, like, playing soccer.
And it was nice that the boys and the girls were all playing together. That was cute.
All those kids seem to get along. That's cute.
Yeah, because what other choice do they have? They have to get along.
Yeah, there's no choice. There's really no choice.
So then Juan comes in.
New kid in school. Yep.
So dreamy.
Really?
I thought he was dreamy.
I did not.
Come on.
You're meant to think he's dreamy.
He is.
Looks-wise, yes. He is just such like a... He does a weird thing with his face where he like squints his eyes, but like... He makes his neck go to the back, like he holds his head.
I don't think he knows what to do with his body.
To be fair, a lot of these kids are child actors who have at least some experience. I'm not saying any of them are great, because it's still early in everyone's career. Mm-hmm. But they've all got a little experience. He's not an actor. He's literally brought in because they need
actor,
a kid
he's
at
doing
soccer
fine.
Schools. For not an actor, he's doing just as good as half the other kids.
Yeah.
If we're going to call him an actor, for which he is because he's in a film,
get him
then no,
someone
he's
on
not
set.
Doing well.
A major
he's
motion
not doing
picture.
Good. You need to know he's bad.
Yeah.
They could have found another kid who plays soccer.
I'm sure. Or what? Stunt doubles, but I don't, the amount of soccer they show, I don't even think they had stunt doubles.
So, no. They want him to be on the soccer team, but his mom's like, no, I don't want him to be on the soccer team, and
friends.
We don't know the reason yet. Oh, yeah, he can't make friends with his mom, that, like,
that's
the
reason.
Saddest
he's
line
like, mom,
in the
I
movie.
Play. Yeah. He's like, how am I going to make any friends if I can't play soccer? And she's like, you don't need to make friends, it'll just make it that much harder when we move.
No, that's the sad line, but the sad line I'm thinking of is he's like, how am I supposed to make friends if I don't play soccer? She goes, I'm your friend.
Oh, that is sad.
I was like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's
Are
sad
you
too.
Fucking mental, bitch? Like,
you're a mom. You can't be his only friend.
Yeah, you're psycho.
You work all the time. Well, anyway, we don't really know why, but then we find out Juan's good at soccer because...
So that's dropped in, like, the end of the first act. You don't find out why until, like, very late in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do they bring up this
mystery
undocumented citizen
thing. They bring him in later. That you her his mom has been cagey the whole movie. I guess I think they probably felt like they teased it enough, but they didn't.
No, I think like the setup of it is fine. I just think it needs to come in.
Yeah, it needs
earlier.
To be a problem sooner.
Yeah.
That's like, it's a problem like final act, like really at the very end, because Gutenberg goes looking for him. Because, like, they we're getting so far ahead of ourselves, you guys.
It's time. There's nothing else. What else?
The training montage, I think, is really cute.
Yeah,
I love a
cute.
Training montage.
Always cute. Always
and they're
cute.
Doing amazing stuff in that training montage.
Catching
the,
balls.
Like,
I'm
the sit-up
the headbutt.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's hard to do.
And then they're doing those little, like, the
dribbling.
Dribbling, but, like, dribbling in between your feet.
Yeah, the tap,
yeah.
Taps between your feet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard, too.
Fast improved.
I will say this before we get to the actual end, because there's really, the second act is really just the training montage of them, well, no, it's the training montage and the montage of the town getting on board.
Coming together.
I think
yeah.
It starts with the rain game and everyone being kind of into it, and ends, like, right before the big game, the final.
Yeah.
With that weird chalk, sidewalk chalk graphic.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this before we get into the final act. I fucking hate those two twins.
Oh, my God.
Really?
They're so annoying.
I didn't want to hate them, but they never say lines separately, and you can't... It's another thing that this movie does. It's like,
well,
it's
that's
a joke.
Their bit.
It's their bit. Like, it's a joke if they do it sometimes. Like, more than twice, less than every time they speak.
I was annoyed. I did think it was really cute that they always held hands when they were playing soccer.
They do
always
play.
But
so
I
cute.
Was annoyed with everything else that they did. I was like, you're done. Go
well,
sit down.
Well, it's just so bad. Like, their first thing, like, in Austin? And they're practically looking at each other for, like, when do we start? Like, say our
They're
line.
Cute. They're so cute.
They're so cute.
But
I don't like their character.
So annoying.
I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me.
All right.
You put twins in anything and I'm going to like it. And twins! commercial? That's what I thought of when I saw them.
Oh, sure.
I like Sophia.
Yes.
She's great. She's so talented.
So talented. She's so cute.
Talented.
She's got a really
she's talented,
great, like,
she's cute.
Braid.
Love
too.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that French braid was hot.
Chrissy confessed that when, because you know when you watch movies as a kid, you're like, I'm that person.
Yeah.
Like, you would always play that game of, like, I'm going to be so-and-so.
Yeah.
I was saying I identified very strongly with Kate and her tomboyish and
aww.
Hate everything attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah,
got,
that's
got
not
a,
shocking
got
to
a,
you.
Got a bad attitude.
She's got a bad attitude. I never was, like, brave enough to have a bad attitude, but I wanted to.
Yeah, right.
And Nora knew me as a youth and can attest to that I would have enjoyed those outfits. Would have really liked them.
Yeah.
Maybe not the scrunchies.
Cool. I wouldn't have known what to do with a scrunchie.
Yeah.
I'm still more into Christina Ricci's outfits than Casper, though.
Yep. Well, but I was saying I would be Kate, and Chrissy was like, no, I'd be Sophia, and I thought that was a solid choice.
That's nice. Yeah. I'd be Larry, and no doubt.
I would honestly be Larry's dad. Larry's dad is
dad
great.
Yeah.
He's
so cute.
He owns the bar.
And he's been
involved in his
he's
son's
so
life. He makes green beer for the big green. He puts signs up in his bar.
He's supportive.
Oh, no monsters, Larry.
Oh, one of the jokes that I did like, and if it's not a joke, then God, this is a garbage movie. But if it is, and they were aware of it, I think it's so funny.
Okay.
during the like montage sequence where they're getting good and like the town is rallying around them, and there's like a little scene in the montage of adults in the bar, and all the adults are reading soccer magazines.
Yes,
all reading soccer magazines. Just, like vague soccer magazines. Yeah. Everyone's reading them.
Yes,
if they are aware of themselves and know that that is like ridiculous,
it's
I think
hilarious.
That joke is so funny.
I think I think they are aware of it, and I think it is funny. Because it was one of those things like, yeah, a town would rally around it, and this is a hilarious, over-the-top way to show, like, yep, we're all on board.
They're
we
bonding
all love
soccer
now. Soccer
book
we're
club.
All bonding.
Because they all had to send away for those soccer magazines.
Oh, yeah, those don't come
no
easy.
Store.
You don't steal those from a dentist office.
No, they don't have a Duane Reade down there.
Yeah. Not at the Piggly Wiggly on the rack.
No.
No, I like that. But that was the thing. It's like, there were moments like that. I was like, yeah, it's good. And then the next thing would happen, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
Like, or then the star wipe comes across, or the sidewalk chalk, or they zoom up the kids mowing the lawn with the cows.
Oh.
I liked the goat.
It's like, I like, the goat was just there, never explained until the end. Just a girl and her goat, the only girl who wasn't Sophia, just had a goat.
They had one line, though, when they meet the knights, like the bad kids soccer team, and they're like powerful, and they're mean, and they're angry. And they were like, you brought a goat? And she was like, hey, we didn't want to bring the goat. It just got in the car. Like,
funny.
It was really cute.
I didn't want to bring the goat.
Just was in the car.
I think it's also funny when they meet the knights. And I can't remember the exact chant, but I think it is, like, when they're warming up and the coach is yelling at the knights.
Oh, no, I have it.
Like, you have it?
Yep. Write it down.
Wait, what? Why are we here? No, what are we?
It's like, are we here to play soccer?
To win soccer, sir!
No. Why are we here? To win soccer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is so far from my realm of understanding as a child. Like, I, that makes me so upset.
Boy,
I
just
get
take
that.
The to win soccer
but
off.
But to win soccer is
the
dumb.
The funny chant of like, are we here to play soccer?
No!
is really funny.
Yeah, that is funny. I also remember, like, this movie and The Mighty Ducks. This is such a ripoff of Mighty Ducks that the bad team is the same color scheme as...
Black! Yeah, black and gray.
Black and silver is always, like, the
angry.
Bad
team. I grew up thinking, like, yeah, that's the bad team. Black and silver, always the bad team. That's how formative it was.
Yeah.
The coach has a fucking sword just toting it around with him.
Also, a megaphone.
That he
what
holds
coach is
really
allowed
weirdly.
To have a megaphone on the side? There were a few logistical things that I, as a non-sports player, even caught up. Like, the fact that all the parents were standing on the coach sidelines, they think, you gotta get back. Get back. You can't be on the sidelines.
It
you have to get back.
It was amazing to me that there were bleachers at a soccer game.
There was a huge...
Yeah.
Like, the championship game, there's a huge amount of bleachers, and there's an
extremely
biased announcer. You would never have that.
Oh, though that announcer was hella good looking.
That's the other thing.
Oh, I remember.
He was hot.
I remember thinking, and I wrote it down, announcer, missed opportunity.
For me, because he's so cute.
He's very cute, but it's like, you would never have some cute 20-something college kid announcing this youth sports game. That was an opportunity to have, like,
internship.
A goofy...
Now that, so this takes
Stop
place in
it.
Austin, perhaps.
Stop
he was,
what you're doing.
Maybe he was in the RTF program,
maybe.
Which is radio television
no.
program
maybe.
At the UT
I'm with
Austin.
Chrissy on this one.
Yeah.
I like Chrissy
this
on
is,
this
like, part of his,
yeah.
He's getting college credit.
Yeah, I like that. I like
announce.
That. I'm with you. I think that's
Wouldn't
right.
Wouldn't it have been better
so right.
if the announcer had been, like, some
The whole movie?
Goofy
yes.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
it would have.
His journey.
Yeah. I want to know his journey. What's he doing there? What is he like? What is he not like?
Does he have a girlfriend?
Is he single?
It's going to be impossible to find the announcer on IMDb, but he's real cute. Maybe not impossible. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't
care.
It's probably
not
announcer.
What we're talking about. I'm just saying the announcer is like so would never exist. So whatever. So if it's already like a thing that wouldn't happen, why not make it a kooky, like some sort of goofy character actor announcer?
Do you want the announcer from Best in Show?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would have been
sure.
hilarious.
For sure.
Two announcers, like, as a running theme through this movie, taking it way too serious, the way that they do, like, the way that you get info dumps in Pitch Perfect.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been okay. That could have replaced the sidewalk chop wipes. Could have just been two announcers who were, like, running an AM radio show about youth soccer, taking it too serious.
But that would really take away from this, like, small town ragamuffin, fire bootstraps. We're getting somewhere.
No, but they could have said that about him, too. Like, Elmo, who knows about it? Like, talk about him that way.
Now I open the floor to YouTube for questions about Texas.
Ooh. I got
okay.
I got
okay,
questions
okay,
about
okay,
Texas.
Okay,
I'm gross.
That's rude.
There are parts of Texas that look
like that. That's this part. Like, that's what I'm saying. This town, I don't know a lot about Texas, but the little bit I know, I'm like, I believe this town exists in Texas.
Sure it does.
A version of this town exists in Vermont. It's just, like, a little greener and full of hippies, not full of, like, downtrodden factory clothes people.
Yeah. There is no Alma, Texas. That's what you're wondering.
Was not wondering that. I was sure that it was fake.
But there is an Alma, Texas. And it's not similar to this at all. It's like 30 minutes outside Dallas. And Dallas is like an area where if you're 30 minutes outside, you go into Dallas.
Yeah, you're in the suburbs and you're not, like, never heard of
the Dallas Fort Worth Metro Complex.
Metro Complex.
Stop.
I know
any
a lot about
questions?
Dallas.
It was also filmed around Austin. I guess I just want y'all to ask me about Texas.
I want to ask so much.
Does Austin take its youth sports?
You know what? I don't know. Next.
Oh,
what is the matter with you?
What's the food like?
Oh, delicious.
Okay.
Next.
I didn't prepare anything.
In-depth interview about Texas.
I just want to know
Chrissy
about the food.
Wait, what is the best food in Texas you can't get here?
Queso.
Queso. I've heard you talk about queso before. Yeah. Sounds amazing.
You can get queso here. It's just not
queso.
It's not queso. It's not as good. Any sort of authentic Tex-Mex or even authentic Mexican food, you just can't get it here.
That's a shame. You can get so many kinds of things in New York.
Yeah.
I wish you could get it.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. Is like, I'm sure to you would eat Mexican food in New York. And it would taste good.
I do eat Mexican food in New York, and it does taste good, but I'd rather have the tradish experience.
But it's like, you don't know what you're missing. So that's the thing. Since you grow up, and
that's true.
So much of what you eat. And then you come here and
it's in the name. It's a different taste. Well, honestly, that's how I feel about people who don't like real maple syrup. I don't understand it. And
what is real? Is that like Aunt Jemima?
No.
What?
You're an asshole.
Get out.
Maple syrup from a tree.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me like I'm crazy?
Like from a tree, you tap it and you get it.
I think you're deliberately being difficult. Right now.
Well, I didn't open the floor to you about questions for Vermont.
I'm just saying,
that's so true.
Understand what you
the
mean.
The floor is still open
about Texas.
Damn it.
This is one of the only films we'll watch that takes place in Texas.
How seriously do they take their youth sports? Maybe not in Austin, but like in general. Like there, I imagine there are towns that really just take football or whatever sports team is good.
Oh, sports are really
to
serious
the limit.
There.
Yeah.
But it also depends on the league. Like I was in sports leagues in Dallas, and I was in the fun ones. We still took it seriously, but then there was also like the league, that was took it more seriously.
Sure, so that's what league the Knights are in. The Big Green, we're in the Kooky League.
They're in the same league.
But they're in the same league.
I'm just saying.
What are the major industries that are in Texas? Like, what would this factory?
What did this factory make?
Like, what are those industries?
You know what? Like, it feels like it's too late in the game for it to have been an oil factory that shut down. But I could see that. Like why they have so much stuff is that it used to be an oil refinery town.
Yeah.
But I don't know what sort of factory would have, because it seems like the factory shut down a year or two ago. That's what they're trying to make.
People still don't have jobs yet. They still don't know what they're doing. They're trying to get by.
But it's such a depressed town. I would believe that the factory shut down 10 years ago. Like that's what I want. Like the way that they talk about this town, and it's so small. And if it used to be big enough to be, like, a sports powerhouse, a football sports powerhouse in Texas, like, in, what, late 70s?
That's true.
Like, I imagine
like,
it had to have declined in, like,
it
the
was
late
70s. This is the Billboard said the last title was, like, 76.
Yeah,
76.
Yeah, 78
like
or something like that.
It's kind of like Jumanji.
if it was even
anything
more
like Jumanji.
Nora has now opened the floor to take questions about Jumanji.
I'll answer anything. Okay, so the major industries are oil.
Well, in a town like that, major industries in general, I don't know if Texas is known for, I'm sure there is. There's a lot, in Dallas, there's a lot of finance, quite honestly.
Yeah. Are you a Cowboys fan?
I guess, I'm not a pro football fan. I'm a college football fan. I'm a UT.
Awesome. UT all the way.
Okay.
All the way.
I guess I meant
who's
more, like,
UT Austin's.
To this movie.
Oh,
I don't.
Longhorns.
This what about
they're the,
this
they're
movie?
They're the rivals.
No.
Who are the rivals?
UT Longhorns is Hook'em Horns. Their rivals are the Oklahoma Sooners.
Got it. Fuck the Sooners.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sucks for nerves.
What time is it? 12:33. And oh, you still sucks.
That's why is it 12:33?
No, we had the same
time.
We had the same thing. 1 minute, we would be like our hockey team would be playing any team, and a minute to the end, it's like 1 minute left in the play, and Clarkson still sucks. Yeah.
We had a real much more elaborate, like hard to remember cheers that we would do like every time we scored or something.
I don't know. Like softball cheers.
But no, but for hockey, cheer. Yeah, it was like,
oh gosh. What's a softball cheer? Was a hockey cheer?
I don't know. I just remember it ends. It's a hot time in the cold town tonight.
Ooh, what?
Yeah, it's like a long, really quick cheer that you like can't really understand. And every time we score, everyone does it and like claps really quick, and then it ends like it's a hot time in the cold town tonight. Hey, hey, hey. But the beginning, I can never remember the beginning. Other people have to start it.
Interesting. One of ours was, give him hell, make me shit.
Poets in Austin, just a bunch of poets.
Literally,
make me shit. I always liked the punny ones, like nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts, we got screwed.
I always liked those kind of ones.
Oh my god!
Warm up the bus was another fan favorite of mine.
Or to like dangle keys at the end of the game.
Oh, I like that.
Go home.
I remember it. It's cheer boys cheer, Middlebury's here. Fight boys fight, fight with all your might. Cheer boys cheer, Middlebury's here. It's a hot time in the cold town tonight.
I just fell asleep, that was too long.
Girls, doesn't matter. If it was a girls team playing, you'd say girls. It's just like a lot, and it was unnecessary to say, but yeah, did you fall asleep? Do you want to go get Froyo, maybe?
Did you fall asleep because you were watching the final climactic game of
yes,
this movie?
I fell asleep!
Yeah, the shootout?
The shootout, I love a good shootout, so I was fine with it.
And that was kind of exciting.
From the game, like, okay.
We gotta find out where are they now, too.
I've already looked that
nowhere.
Up.
Nowhere.
Okay. We'll tell you all about it. Steve Gutenberg's doing great. Livia Dabo works on lots of different stuff. J.O. Sanders working sometimes.
I like him. Wait, what is his...
J.O. Sanders plays the shitty coach in everything. And he was also the antagonist coach in Angels in the Outfield. So he's just like playing...
Yes!
That's what it is. That's what it is. The screenwriter for this,
is
Holly,
the same.
Whatever, yeah. She wrote Angels in the Outfield.
She's just churning them out.
Not anymore.
She did well in Angels in the Outfield.
So this... Like, the antagonist coach, the coach of the Knights, comes to Elma for whatever reason, meets up with Kate's dad in a bar.
Well, he used to be from Elma.
Well, there's no reason for him to be in town. I think he's just lurking about.
Yeah.
There's also another funny joke where he's like, I'm an IRS auditor. And everyone goes, ugh. And he goes, I love my work. And everyone goes, ugh.
Like, that's the worst job that anyone could think
of. And then he's like, and I like it. Nope. But so he comes and he finds out that like Juan's mother is maybe here illegally because Kate's dad is drunk and running his mouth.
Well, and running his mouth in the most awful way.
Yeah,
like, that Mexican.
Yeah, that Mexican kid.
I bet he's not
excited.
Even legal.
Yeah,
he's not prompted for that. It's not like this coach came in here lurking to find out if that kid...
But now the coach is egging him on and is like, I'll buy you a beer, tell me some more stuff. So the coach blows the whistle on Juan's mother, and Juan can't make it to the big game, the big championship
game. His mother
game.
Gets spooked, as Gutenberg says,
she
and they flee.
It's really terrible. It's so sad.
It's totally a thing that would happen. So Gutenberg spends the whole first half of the big game looking for... Juan, like trying to get him and bring him back to the game. The kids, without Juan, are not up to snuff against the Knights. They're better than they were, but they're losing 2-0 instead of 17 or 18-0, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Juan shows up just after halftime. He helps them score 2 goals. They tie the game up. It's like kind of exciting, but still kid soccer. They're not showing anything crazy. And then we don't have overtime. We go straight to PKs, which is not typical. Of a championship game.
I don't remember child soccer, but I'm.
I do. I play child soccer. I play child hockey, and I play like you have overtime.
The way they shot that shootout scene made it seem as if like the goalie could never get it. It seems like the ball was set up so close to the goal because they were filming it at feet level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so then when the ball shot out, I was like, well, of course the goalie's not going to get that. It's too hard.
Yeah.
They're too
it's
close.
Too hard. I have no problem with that because I just watched a whole lot of soccer for the women's FIFA World Cup, and it's hella hard for the goalie. The goalie is not set up for success. They are set up for failure for PKs.
Yeah.
Like, it is it is a hope and
a
prayer.
That's a thing.
The goalie has to move before the player even kicks and just hope that they're going where the player is going to kick the ball.
Yeah.
It's the worst. It's the worst. And a goalie making a save at PKs is huge.
Okay.
Larrabert makes a save. You're more likely to miss the net than, like, the goalie is to save. I don't know if statistically that's true, but from all the soccer I've watched, that's the case.
So I believe it.
It's frustrating to watch, but the truth. Just like
kids soccer.
Just like how the kids soccer looks like kids soccer. The goalie doesn't have a chance in hell.
Yeah.
Ball. So.
You know what's a great soccer movie?
She's the man. Yup. 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 Oh, it's such
a good
soccer movie.
Plus it's literary.
Yeah.
It is one of those movies, though, where it's like their soccer skills are so beyond, like, they're crazy good.
Well, put Channing Tatum in the field.
Put
him in the big
anywhere.
Green.
What made
He'll
me think about it was when Juan gets to go do a corner kick.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is the movie where he like lifts up the ball and he like does a flip over it and then throws the ball in.
Nope.
And I was like, oh, and then he didn't do it. And I was like, ah.
Well, you also can't.
Someone
do that
did
for
it.
A
the
kick.
Other kid, the other team did it. One of the knights did it.
Okay.
One of the knights.
Whatever. They tie it up. We go to PKs. It's kick, miss, like great. And then Larry psychs out the coach's son, who's like the top scorer in the league. The coach's son, who has the dopiest face on I've ever seen ever.
And when he's in that night costume, his hair is so poofy.
His hair
it looks ridiculous. Like it was like a woman under there.
He just makes the dumbest face of all time. Larry is wearing like I don't know what Larry's outfit is.
I love it.
He's got like a feathered headdress and like a red, old-timey, like red coats, British Army cape,
uh-huh.
and a bayonet spear. Like it's ridiculous the outfit he has on. It's not also a knight. Like he could be a knight.
Larry's costuming throughout this movie is great. In the first game that they play soccer, the fact that his goalie vest is the sheriff,
his highlighter vest
is so fun.
And he's got, like, just really the most intense, like, sewer worker leather gloves on.
I also love when they make shin guards out of egg crates.
Yeah, the egg cartons
bubble tape.
And bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap.
Yeah, that's a sweet
Those
moment.
Are little parts of the movie that
little
I remember
gems.
Fondly. And now
little
talking
gems.
About it, I'm like, oh, yeah. But while I was watching, I was like, this movie is so bad.
No, I didn't hate this movie as much as you guys did, which is a first. But it's because I saw all those little moments. I was like, yeah. All these pieces, like, could have come together to make a good movie, but instead they came together to make a bad movie.
Like, yeah.
It was just, like, it was,
I
like,
wanted
too
it to be
sweet.
Based on a real story.
Yeah, but, like, a real story about kids soccer. Like,
no, but
oh,
if it had it been based on a real story, like, there would have been something much more serious. Like, there would have been something more serious to rally around.
Yeah.
And so that would have been, that would have, like, saved a lot of things. It wasn't, and it was just nonsense, and it was just a reboot of Mighty Ducks.
I wanted House Arrest to be based on a true story.
It was the Menendez brothers.
No, it wasn't.
It was. Had a different ending, though.
Oh, boy. Whatever. So they win. Yay. We're carrying all the kids on the shoulders. The coach from the mean team, because he made a wager beforehand trying to get his
kiss
lips
the
on.
Goat. Kiss
the hot
the
coach.
Goat.
Now he has to kiss the goat. Which
what a Disney.
So
fucking censorship.
What a Disney move.
That when he does the wager and he's like, well, I don't want to take your money, but I am divorced and I settle for a kiss. Like, no, he wants a fucking blowjob, like, at the very least.
That goat. He doesn't care.
But because it's a Disney movie, he has to say, I'd settle for a kiss. No one just wants a kiss.
It wouldn't
I don't
help it.
Just
but
want
it's
a kiss.
Also a weird thing to ask for. Like, what about a date? Like, have to have dinner with me. That's like a normal thing. But
yeah,
makes
that's
creepy.
A normal, like, movie
like, let's
trope,
have a date,
sure.
Which is such a movie trope. Yeah. Like, if you do this, you gotta have dinner with me. Like, I'm not gonna like you more at dinner because you forced me to go. The evil coach, though, is shot. All of his shots in this movie are like these weird, sort of like
very close.
Zoomy close ups that, like, because
he's got that
around
chin.
His face.
You gotta show the chin,
it's
that jawline.
Weird. Like, no one else in the movie is really shot that way. Am I forgetting?
He's always in like close up evil sneer. Yeah. And then he's got a sword or a megaphone at all times.
Yeah. Okay, so some trivia about the movie. Steve Guttenberg, we talked about, gained 12 pounds. Good for him.
Wow, what a chameleon.
What a commitment to this crap.
He's an actor.
He shouldn't have done anything about the movie. But yeah, most of the kid actors no longer do movies. The ones who do are Bug Hall, who's probably the one who's still working the most, but he's Alfalfa and from, like, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves and all that jazz. Patrick Renna, who plays Larry, who's also in The Sandlot, and he's working a lot.
What does he do?
I looked at his Twitter. He just did a project with Steve Guttenberg, actually.
Really? Oh, that's so cute.
It's called, like, Lava Blanta or something like that.
Just, like, lots of he's in lots of random stuff. None of it's, like, super well-known. And Jessica Robertson, who plays Kate, is a producer now. Her last, like, acting credit is in 2010.
She's, like, a producer. Segment producer.
Yeah. For something called Home and Family. Like, 325 episodes, she's been, like, on all of them. So that's her jam. The kid who plays Squints is also in this movie.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
He makes another classic appearance as
he
a child actor.
He was working when he was young.
He was
really
this kid
was
working.
Fucking booking.
His name's Chauncey Leopardi or Leopardi.
Yeah.
We talked about
how
he was
it.
At the beginning of Casper.
Yes,
he
yes,
works
yes,
all
yes,
the
yes,
time,
yes.
But his most recent credit is 2013. Then there's a gap to 2007, which is just the Sandlot video. Then he's on Gilmore Girls for like a hot second in the early 2000s.
A hot second? He was on it for 2 years.
He wasn't a regular. He was
just in it every now and
friend.
Again.
A friend. Yeah, I remember him.
And he was in Freaks and Geeks for a little bit too. But when
he's
young,
got a great part
he works
in Geeks,
so
yes.
much when he's young. So many of his credits are like from 1990 to 1997. Like he's just working all the time.
Booking.
Yeah. And then yeah, I really haven't seen like even his pictures are of him as a little kid on IMDb.
Yeah, a lot of the, I was looking at IMDb earlier, a lot of these kids' IMDb pictures are their, like, soccer photos from the big green.
From this movie, yeah. Most of them are known from this movie. Like we said, Anthony Esquivel is only known from this movie.
Some of them might be Texas kids.
Yeah.
Because it was shot in Texas, which makes sense that some of them were just, like, Texas kids that
I would have liked
had
that.
Done
if they were,
that.
Yeah, like,
I bet that was
normal
the case.
Kids.
Bug Hall is from Texas,
yeah,
but
Bug
he
Hall
was also,
Texas.
Like, working.
Yeah,
he's like the most famous person in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean Steve Guttenberg, he's working all the time. Olivia Dabo, you know her from The Wonder Years. That was her big thing. That's why she's
right.
familiar.
Yep.
What?
She's really British. She's from London, England, but she plays
the girl, like the girlfriend.
Yeah,
she's
plays
like
the girlfriend in The
wow,
Wonder Years.
She
Karen
works
Arnold.
A lot, and I've never seen her before in my
oh,
life.
Oh, no, I recognize her from all sorts of stuff, but nope. She's just, like, in all kinds of things. A lot of British stuff. And she's been working pretty steadily.
What
she's
are her
in, like,
known fors?
Her known fors are The Wonder Years, Conan the Destroyer, and Point of No Return.
Like the Destroyer, Point of No Return.
The Assassin?
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Ultimate Avengers.
No, she's the voice in that.
Voiceover. Okay.
Yeah, so she's just in lots of random things. Like, nothing huge lately. Hmm. But, yeah, she's working. But also, like, the adult actors are, like, actors. And the kid actors, it's not that crazy for you to do a couple things when you're a kid and then not be an actor.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the where are we now. Does anyone have anything else?
I'm really disappointed. In this movie.
I'm a little, this is the first one where I was like, oh man.
I
no,
was
that's
worried.
Not true.
I was honestly worried. I thought I was going to come in like, Celie was in house arrest and like have you guys be like,
this was great.
This was amazing because I thought I missed something. I really, and I don't know if it's, it was totally fine. It was totally nice. I love the ideas, but it was just like a very sweet, nice story that was so oddly boring. Like, it was a very boring. Nothing happens.
It's kind of how I feel about, like, badly made superhero movies now. Because this was a time, and, like, this is an audience, like, you know exactly who this audience is, and this was a time when, like, these kids' sports movies were just getting churned out, particularly by Disney. Mm-hmm. And so this one's just, like, one of many. And it feels like one of many. And I think it does, like, if you liked it as a kid, like, there's some stuff that I'm kind of happy where I watched it, because I was like, oh, yeah, like, I remember that, it was cute, but if it wasn't one of your favorite movies, or if you hadn't seen it, no need.
Like, it just...
Watch Cool Runnings.
Watch Cool Runnings.
Watch Little Rascals. Or Little Giants, sorry.
We haven't seen Little Giants yet. You can't say that.
Watch it, and then...
And then...
And then wait talk to until us all we about talk
it.
About it.
Tweet us about it.
Yeah.
So, should we go around the horn? Say we still got it?
We can do that, but I would like you to read the parts of Roger Ebert's review, if you would. If you want to do... I know you wanted to do a dramatic reading.
Yes. I'll just read the beginning.
This was it. I had it up.
Okay.
Okay.
Now.
Oof.
This is.
Oof. Those stars.
Kid. 1.5 stars.
This is Roger Ebert's. An excerpt from Roger Ebert's review of
Big Green. The review's long. You can read it if you like, but.
I am unspeakably bored by the prospect of writing a review in which I observe that the Big Green is a retread of the Mighty Ducks. You know this. I know this. And without a doubt, the people at Walt Disney Pictures know this, which is why they commissioned the project. The Big Green does for soccer what Ducks did for ice hockey, which was not very much, although it was more than the sequel D2, The Mighty Ducks.
He's getting his jabs in quick and lethal.
Mm-hmm. Here's a few things. Let us write a movie. Pick a sport. How about lacrosse, water polo, curling? Then apply the formula. The kids in tiny Elko, Nevada have never heard of water polo. Then they get an offbeat exchange teacher, the Mariner, visiting from Waterworld, who teaches them water polo. Why water polo? Because he's good at it. Soon the kids, you fill in the blanks. I knew the Big Green was in trouble right at the top. When the writer-director Holly Goldberg Sloan used the amateurish gimmick of speeding up the action to make something funny.
True. Not funny. We were mad about that.
I will go further and provide a hint for directors of the future. Fast action cannot be funny.
You're right. More farts.
And
less
then
fast
literally
action.
The review literally goes on to being like,
three paragraphs. Four paragraphs.
Olivia Dobo? How do you say it?
It's either Dobo or Jabo.
He just goes on about like how pretty and fresh-faced she is.
Yeah, Roger Ebert.
And how she's underused in this film.
Gutenberg, I think, is better because he has more to do. She really has no, like, she starts fresh-faced, earnest, and stays, like, she never has her moment, like her, we talked about this at the beginning, she never has her Dangerous Minds moment where she's like, I'm not doing this right. I gotta figure it out. Yeah. She just is like, let's play some soccer.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't learn anything.
Nope.
And she would be benefit a lot if she did.
And her character, seemingly, will go back to England in
the
next
few
weeks.
That's the other thing. There's a moment where the kids, it's such an over-the-top, sweet, like, gross Disney moment where the kids have, like, arranged, like, a thank you party for her.
Mm-hmm. Like, with a cake that says,
with a cake that says,
you.
We love you. Pictures they've
which
all drawn of
too
themselves.
Intimate.
It's a little too intimate, and then they all are like, we thought about what makes us special, and it's you, and it's like, whoa, I guess you've injected life into their lives that were really boring up until this point, but you're leaving in like a month.
And it wasn't even like she was mad to be there, or like upset she was stuck there, like she was never like,
she was up
she
and at them
she was
beginning.
All excited about being there all the time.
Had she hated it from the beginning and then come around because she saw the kids playing soccer and thought, I can make something out of this, maybe that would have been more. Okay, let's go around the horn. I
adamantly do not think it still has it.
I'm going to 100% agree with Chrissy and Roger Ebert. I think it was just so very boring and nice. It was vanilla ice cream.
I'm going to 85% agree. I don't think it still got it. I don't think it's like a good movie, but... There were some parts that I remember, like, if you did like it a lot as a kid, there are going to be some parts that you're like, oh, right, yeah. Like, it's not, you're not going to think it's still good anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's a good growing experience for
you.
Yeah. Like, I didn't hate watching it. I just was, like, bummed that I didn't like watching it.
All right, we have one announcement.
Well, we have an announcement.
We're on the social medias.
We're blowing them up. We got
we're
media,
on the
we
social
got
medias.
Social.
Twitter still got it pod. Instagram, still got a podcast. We're on a website, too. We're going to be on the Facebook. We're coming
at you.
All angles.
We're
so if you really disagreed with us and loved The Big Green, yell at us on Twitter.
Or if you agree and think we're very smart and also pretty,
also
you should
yell at us on Twitter.
Do that on Twitter. Still Got It Pod at Twitter. Still Got It Podcast on Instagram. Still Got It Podcast. WordPress.com if you want to read the tiny blurbs I write before we post our articles.
They're
Otherwise,
funny.
You can just find us on iTunes.
Yeah, subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah. Just subscribe on iTunes, guys. You've
it's
been listening
fun.
For this long.
Mom.
Okay. Mom, you've been listening.